The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors. Welcome back to the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast, and today's feature spotlight is from episode 109 with Jeremy and Joshua Mathis. And they're going to be talking about what it's like to flip properties. They had a history in wholesaling and they went over to flipping properties, and it's all about how to flip properties after experiencing the wholesaling game. So let's get into it. Episode 109 with Jeremy and Joshua Mathis. Let's go.
What was the first fix and flip like? Because you went from wholesaling, which is very transactional, right? You're signing papers, obviously following up, but in the end you get a check. Whereas fix and flipping is a whole new world. So talk to us about what that was like starting out.
I think it's key, man.
It definitely was a whole new world.
It was a whole new world. And it's key to have the right people in your life, the right mentors, because when we didn't even want to fix and flip the house. We were just going to settle on the 22,000. But our mentor challenged us. He was like, "Gosh, you should fix and flip the house." We said, "We don't have the money." And he said, "Don't worry about it. I'll get you the money." We said, "We don't have the contractors." He said, "Don't worry about it. I'll get you the contractors." Every excuse we came to him with, he came and was like, I got a solution for that, for your excuse. So what was key though, we didn't do it wasn't a big fix and flip. It wasn't a big project. The restrooms, we painted the restrooms, painted inside the house, knocked down the wall.
Little roofing work, minor stuff.
Super basic, super cosmetic. I still remember we spent like $33,000 on labor and materials rehabbing the house. It was a quick flip as well. So from start to finish, it took us maybe like 60 to 70 days to get the project, like I said, from contract to sold on the back end. And we made $47,125. Net profit to us on that first flip, and we got hooked because it was like, it's simple. I don't say it was simple, but you just saw like, man, we made way more money than what we would make on a wholesale deal.
Definitely. And I'm glad you mentioned this one thing. You mentioned, you said it wasn't like a crazy flip, like a gut job or anything. What would you say to someone who is a new investor? They're excited, right? They're like, I want to get into it. I'm a fix and flip. I'm going to do a gut rehab. I can do it. I know I can. Talk to that person.
First and foremost, make sure you have a mentor. I think that's one thing, that the right mentor, a mentor with a track record, a mentor that can provide receipts that's actually doing the business, because you have so many people now and they get out here on social media and they do great on social media and they make you believe them. And then you join their program, because we've heard horror stories from people that are begging us to start a program. And that people that are selling out here, they're not even doing the business. So get the right mentor. That's first and foremost. And then if you're starting out, you've never done the fix and flip, I would say to each his own. Mm-hmm. But I would not do a gut rehab. I would try to find a very simple project, something that can get your feet wet, something that's super simple, something that can help you understand the process,
that you could be in and out in 90 days.
Because a lot of people, when you get into these big projects, for us, we don't even do big projects. We did one big project and that was it. Because your cost of, you increase your cost of capital. You think you're going to make $100,000 and you end up making $40,000 because of all the unforeseen events and things that's going to happen on the project. You open up one wall and you're like, dang, and you just lost $10,000 off your profit. So I would tell anybody that's just starting out, if you've never done a flip, don't try not to make your first flip a full gut job. Make it something that's super simple, something that, you, like my brother said, you could be in and out in like 90 days. Because when you do something simple, it boosts your confidence. So I remember exactly how I first flipped. We put the house on the market, and in 4 days, we didn't have any offers. And I, like, my heart dropped because I'm like, oh, this is not happening fast enough. But, you know, when we got into that house, we got the right team, and we got through it, like I said, in about 70 days from start to finish, and it boosted our confidence. So from there, we did one flip, then we did two, then we started doing two and three at a time. Now, right now, we have, like, I think 8 or 9 houses on the books at one time.
Wow.
Excuse me.
All using none of our own money. That's the great thing about us. And that's what we've been very fortunate to be able to have the private money lenders that help us do that. So
definitely. And so as far as investors, right? I'm sure you hear it every day. I'm sure you get messages from all channels, all social media and so forth. I don't have the money. I want to invest, or I have a deal. I want to do X, Y, and Z. What do you say to that? Like, how does somebody get the money?
I know we both gonna say the same thing. The money is the easy part.
The money is the easiest.
That's the
part.
Easiest part of this. That's the easiest part of real estate. If you have a deal, it will get funded. So I want to stress that as well, because yes, the money is easy, but it's easy when you have a deal. A lot of investors get properties under contract and they're not deals. The numbers are too tight. The numbers don't work. So the reason we're able to raise money and do all these deals, no money out of pocket, because we bring our investors deals. I'm talking about nice, healthy spreads. We have room for, you know, the unforeseen. And we just make sure, again, like I said, it's a deal.
The biggest thing for us, I think the biggest change in our business occurred when we changed our mindset from, damn, I got to find the money, to I have to find the deal.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it again. One of the biggest things happened when we changed our mindset from I have to find the money to I have to find the deal. Because once you find the deal, everything else is going to fall in line. We live in an age where you can post something on social media and you can raise $1 million in 24 to 48 hours. If it's obviously, it has to be a deal. So with the world that we're living in now, really, there is no excuse to not do anything. I mean, there is no excuse for you not to be successful. It's so easy because all the information is out there. All the lenders are out there. Everybody's watching what you're doing on social media. But then even so, to really answer the question, one, like when we, it was certain flips where when we first got started, we didn't have the money. So we would take a balance transfer off of a credit card. I feel like a lot of people use, because, you know, debt for the wrong reason. They build up consumer debt as opposed to taking that debt and leveraging it to build wealth. So for us, we were responsible. We took, you know, those balance transfers and we used that to buy material. We used that to pay contractors. Or for somebody that said, hey, I may not have good credit. We all, whether we know it or not, have one or two rich people in our family. When I say rich, I mean somebody has a 401k, somebody has a life insurance policy, somebody has a self-directed IRA that they can invest out of, but it's just on you to educate yourself so you can bring the knowledge to them so you guys can tag team and build wealth together.
Got it. I like that. I like that creativity, because some people would just stop at that, but you just mentioned a few different ideas that someone can pursue that can probably get them on the path to even more ideas by just thinking about a couple of the things you mentioned. So I do like that you mentioned that.
It's all about educating yourself. And like for us, we're big on education. We're big on understanding. I'm sorry. We're big on, you know, learning new ways on how we can get to what we're trying to get to. So even if we didn't have access to the private money that we have access to now, we're going to figure it out. Whether it's, like I said, getting a line of credit from a bank, you know, pulling the balance transfer off a credit card, going to my uncle and just say, hey, uncle, I know you got $500,000 in your 401k, just sitting there doing nothing. Let me invest it for you. And instead of, you know, paying the hard money lender, I pay you and we build wealth together.
I love that. Have you been able to get any of like your extended family involved in any of your deals?
No, we don't.
Okay.
No, we don't. We don't. But again, that just because we don't mean that other people can't.
Right.
And also, though, like your direct family, well, from my understanding, it has to be like an arm's length transaction. Your mom, she can't invest in your deal. But
he's talking about retirement accounts, guys.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
Make sure you
correct. Thank you.
He's talking about retirement accounts, not just like,
So for like a retirement account or. But again, there's so many different ways around that. There's so many ways that you can get your deals funded.
And when you said, oh, like I had to let that be known. That's retirement accounts, mm-hmm. not just regular money sitting in the bank.
Definitely. Definitely.
But now for us, we haven't done it. And that's not something that we want to do. And thank God that we're not in a position where we need to do that. That's not a bad thing. It's just for us, we do well because we understand one another and we understand business. So when things don't go well in the business, I don't take it personal. Mm-hmm. I don't want to lose family members because if something goes sideways, because everybody is not in the right state of mind to take a loss. So for us, we look at things completely different. So
definitely love that. So if someone's looking for a mentor, what are a couple of things that they should consider when vetting this person? Because as you mentioned, like it's hard to know online sometimes, especially if you're somebody who's very new to, let's say, real estate, right? Like you may not really know how to differentiate one person you see on social media from another person you see. It's like, well, whose mentorship should I join? Who should I pay for this high ticket product or whatever it is? So in your opinion, based on your experience, like what are some things they should consider?
I think number one, that mentor has to provide receipts. So at one, when people look for mentorship, when people look for mentorships, they need to be clear on what it is that they're trying to accomplish. So whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish, you need to be able to go to that mentor and say, hey, this is what I want. I want to do 5 flips this year, 10 flips this year, whatever that is. And then that mentor needs to be able to say, hey, I have the receipts, meaning I can take you to 5 houses that I'm working on now. I can show you 5 hoods of houses that I've done. So I think that's number one. That mentor should be able to provide receipts of what it is that you're trying to get done. Number two, I think my personal opinion, I think that mentor, it's real estate specific, that mentor should be in your local market if you want to do fixing and flipping primarily or buy rentals in your market, because that mentor understands your market. It understands the cash flow and the returns that you should be expecting. They understand how to comp in your market.
So we differ in that as far as needing a local mentor. And the reason why we differ on that, we just hired somebody who's not local to our market. But it's a little bit different as far as what we're doing with this mentor. But for me, if somebody's able to, like you said, provide HUDs and they can show you their business and you can come out and see what they have going on, I think that's definitely a key element to having a good mentor, because I hate what's happening right now, that a lot of people are being bamboozled by some of these guys and women that are claiming to be what they're not.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue and on Twitter at Bread Podcast. That's BRED Podcast. Until next time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.